I'm joined by Dave Alder. And Dave, I guess, first of all, a great day for Wasps. 7 tries, 50-odd points, and at your last home game, your last game at Adams Park. So just talk about your emotions, first of all.
Oh, you know, it's a good memory to go out on, but probably a bit sad with the fact that the season's not got a lot to play for in terms of trophies. You know, I think we were an outside chance of finishing 7th, which would potentially give us Heineken Cup rugby next year. So that's what we've got to keep doing. 3 games to go. You know, we started in the right vein today. We said in the last few weeks we're not being far away from clicking. You know, we've just had little lapses here and there, and today we put in, I think, pretty much close to an 80-minute performance as we could have hoped for. Even then, you know, still got a couple of things to work on, going to Bath next week, or going to Twickenham next week against Bath, and a huge game on St George's Day. Hopefully it'll be a good crowd, and 2 games to go, see where we go.
Definitely. And just in terms of today's performance, some of the young players, so impressive. I mean, Elliot Daly, for example, that big hit on Steve Thompson, did you see that, where he sent him flying backwards? Yeah. Jack Wallace, you name them. The future is in safe hands when you move on.
Yeah, definitely. I think you look at across the board, you know, got the young guys you just named there, with the old heads like Shawzy, Ricky Flute. Yeah, he's not an old head, but Flutes. You know, Dan Ward-Smith, I think they were outstanding today as well, and the real blend of youth and experience came good. Everyone played well today, from 1 to 15, and the bench guys that came on. And, you know, Elliot so far has handled everything that's been thrown at him. It's been a big couple of weeks for him, winning the Daily Mail Cup and then making his home debut. But, you know, he's a level-headed guy, and he's taken everything in his stride at the moment, and I think he's going to be a very, very good player.
And an England under-20s Grand Slam as well. It's not been a bad week for him, has it? Half-backs, obviously about Joe Simpson, man of the match today. 2 tries. He played on the wing the other week, showed the pace of a winger today. His second score particularly was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, he's an exceptional player. You know, I think Joe's just got to learn that it's not on for him every time. You know, I think today was one of those days where when it was on to run, he ran, and when it wasn't, he gave me the ball. And I think when he does that, he's a really real handful to play against. You know, he's a fantastic talent. He can do things like that today, and I think there's no other scrum half in the Premiership who can do that. The other side of his game is the control aspect. That's something he's got to work on, and he has been working on. I think, you know, he'd be a good shout to be in that World Cup squad come September time.
And just moving on from here, obviously, for your good self, I believe it's Mitsubishi Dynamos you're off to? Dynaballs you're off to. Just tell us a bit more about that.
They sort of approached me a while ago and said, would I like to go over and try and help them get promoted back into the top league in Japan? They're in the second division. They're based in a city called Sagamihara, which is just west of Tokyo. You know, they're a very proud company, a very proud nation, Japan, but sort of a very proud company. They want to be playing top level rugby, and they've asked if I could come in and hopefully control a few games and take them back into the playoffs and hopefully into the top division the following season.
I know this is a difficult question, and don't, if you don't want to answer it, don't. But in terms of just looking back, all your time at London Wasps, great to see the emotion today, applauded from all four corners as you walked off. Just some of your memories of your time here at Adams Park. This is your last game.
I think you're right. There's so many. You know, I think the overriding thing is the way the support stick with you. I know you look at the season so far. We've had a pretty disappointing season in terms of Wasps' expectations, and yet you got here 7,000 or 8,000 people here today, all staying behind to clap at the end. You know, and it was important to go around and thank everybody individually. And you know, it sounds stupid, but you know, if I'd spend another hour shaking people by the hand, I'd do that, because the support I've been given here has been great. Following on from guys like Alex King, you know, and those sort of guys, you know, I always knew it was big shoes to fill, and I didn't say I've ever come near to filling them, but these guys have taken me to heart, and you know, and they've been absolutely fantastic.
Your career in England has been a brilliant journey. All the time you scored played at Newcastle, the points you scored there, points you scored here as well. It's been a great, for what, 10, 12 years, hasn't it?
Well, I think it's probably my 13th season, actually. I think you know, it's very sad to be closing another chapter of my English career. But you know, from the other side of it, it's a real exciting time for me to be going over with my girlfriend, agreed to marry me a couple of weeks ago. She's coming to Japan, or she'll be my wife when she comes to Japan. So you know, that's a new chapter in my life. And as I say, you know, I'm walking out of here with my head held high. I've had 13 great years in England. And I'm very grateful for the support I was given at Newcastle. And obviously, when I came down to London, you know, people always used to talk about people being adopted Geordies up there. Like I say, I've been lucky enough to be an adopted Cockney down here, and they've been great to me. And I'll certainly miss the place, but as I say, it's exciting times for me. I've got to look forward, not back now.
And side off in style at Twickenham, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, definitely.